Blog Talk Radio.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can avoid it.
Good evening. In Romans 8:25, in the NIV says, if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. And John 17:22 says, the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. In Hebrew 1:11 says, this is one that we all know and we hear all the time about faith. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of the reality, faith proceeding as real fact, what is not revealed to the senses. That's Hebrew 1. That is an AMP version of what faith is. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and other losses as well. I hope that you had a wonderful Memorial weekend. Mine was very quiet. I didn't do much. I worked in the yard on Saturday morning, and I also cleaned out one of my closets because it rained so much. Off and on, we had some sunlight, sunshine, but it rained. You never knew when it's going to rain. But I used my time wisely this weekend. I rest. I looked at TV. I also worked in the yard as well as cleaning out one of my closets. And spent some time with my grandbabies on Monday. So it was a pretty quiet weekend. And I worked at my pace. I hope that you had a wonderful weekend. I hope that you had barbecues and good food and time with your family. So, but this holiday season is over until the next one is July. So we have another month or so before the next holiday. We get another holiday. But it was, if I had to redo it again, I think I would have spent it pretty much the same way because I accomplished so much. But I didn't do a whole lot, but I accomplished a whole lot. Because those two things that I wanted to do, and I got it done. So, but I didn't work real hard doing any of those things. But anyway, tonight the Holy Spirit wanted me to go over this topic again. Don't put out the fire, the spiritual fire. Don't put out the Spirit's fire. Quench not the Spirit. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, the 19th verse. Have you ever sensed the Holy Spirit leading you to do something, but because of fear, you are afraid to do it? Even though you were sure it was God's Spirit who was talking to you, did you grit your teeth, dig into your heels, and decide that you would not do what he is leading you to do? Well, the Holy Spirit has to get busy because, you know, the devil is busier trying to take over our minds, body, and soul, so he can get us to follow him versus the Holy Spirit. So we need to continue to know the difference between the devil or the Holy Spirit that is talking to you. So this topic is pretty much giving you some idea and ways to look out and know that's the Holy Spirit. If you, the question that we asked before, have you ever sensed the Holy Spirit saying something to you? Well, the answer is yes. It's time for you to stop doing that. The Holy Spirit is trying to use you to help someone or to accomplish some fear according to his plan and purposes. Don't let the devil or the spirit of fear talk you out of experience the joy of being used by the Holy Spirit. This is exactly why Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5:19, quench not the Spirit. The word quench is a Greek word. The Greek word, it's, don't even know how to pronounce it, but I'll spell it for you. S-H-E-N-N-A-M-I. Don't want to try to even spell it, but I'll give you what it means to us. Extinguish, smother, suppress, put out. It most often means to extinguish a fire by putting out it with water. In some cases, it means to evaporate or dry up. There is no doubt about what Paul is trying to tell us. If we ignore the Holy Spirit voice long enough and often enough, eventually we will become spiritually hardened and will no longer be able to hear him. And I know that we want to hear the Heavenly Father when he speaks. When he does try to speak to us, we won't be able to hear. It will be like his voice evaporate or dried up, and we will hear it no more. So you need to know what your own actions, your fear, insecurity, and disappointment to the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is willing to is ready to give you the divine assignment, but you hinder his wonderful plan by ignoring and denying his right to use you time and time again. And yes, the Holy Spirit is always trying to talk to us and get us to do different things, to help others, to make better decisions for ourselves. And there's so many different ways that the Holy Spirit, but those are some of the ways I just mentioned. If you've ever seen a fire camp, you know that its flames can burn very bright and hot. But what happens if someone keeps throwing water on the coal, initially it would only dampen the heat of the flame. But the person, if the person continues to throw water on the flame, eventually that water will quench, smother, or put out the fire altogether. That's the same thing with us. Has the Holy Spirit been speaking to your heart, directing you to do something? Have you obeyed him and done what he has prompted you to do? Well, have you turned a deaf ear and to his voice? Let me encourage you, because most of the time we are afraid. We don't know how really to go about the voice, the hearing the voice, and what the voice is telling us. So we don't do it at all because we are not clear. But don't ignore the Holy Spirit leading. Don't disregard his voice. Don't close your ears when he is speaking to you. Don't pass up an opportunity for the Holy Spirit to use you. Don't avoid moments when God wants to pour his power through you. Don't throw water on the flames until you quench the spirit. These are the things that the Holy Spirit is telling you that you should not do. Instead of continuing shutting your ears to the Holy Spirit voice and drowning the flame of the spirit in your heart, it's time for you to say, yes, Lord, I'll do what you say. I'll go where you send me. I will obey you, what you tell me to do. When you adopt this attitude, you start putting fuel back on the fire again. Every time you say yes, Lord, and follow through with his obedience, you stroke the coals and cause the Holy Spirit's fire to burn more brighter in your life. You know, when you put wood in your fireplace, and you get the fire burning, and you get that and you start poking on the fire, just mixing up a little bit to get the fire to the flame to start really burning. This is what the Holy Spirit is telling you. The primary reason we don't obey the prompting of the Holy Spirit is that we are afraid what we may or may not happen if we step out on faith to do what he asks us to do. But we need to learn to trust the Holy Spirit. He'll never lead us to do something that is wrong or harmful. He will never fail us or let us down. Let me read that again. He will never lead us to do something that is wrong or harmful to us. He will never fail us or let us down. So we can trust him. Determine in your heart today to obey what the Spirit of God tells you to do. As you stay true to the decision, you'll see God as marvelous things through you. He will use you to set people free from whatever holds them in bondage, all because you determined to do what the Holy Spirit leads you to do. Can you think of something that you have refused or heard the Holy Spirit have come to you to do and you didn't do it? And sometimes it's because you are afraid what can happen, whether it's positive or negative. You just have that fear in your heart. But if we obey and follow His word, He will work things out. And He will definitely show His self-approved. Did you know the story about Ruth and Naomi and how Ruth decided to go with Naomi to her land? And she had a lot of faith in Ruth to do just that. And when she got there, there's so many different things happen to Ruth, but by her going there and being obedient, she met Boaz, her wonderful Boaz. And she didn't see what the Holy Spirit had for her to do, but she felt very close to Ruth, and to Naomi. And in her heart, she felt that she needed to go with Ruth, and look what happened to her. Being obedient, she found her Boaz. So there's so many different stories in the Bible that will give you explanations of the Holy Spirit, but we must read God's word to be able to see what the different people in the Bible, different things that they went through by listening to the Holy Spirit and being obedient. So determine in your heart today to obey whatever the Spirit of God tells you to do. As you stay true to that decision, you'll see God so marvelously things through you. He will use you to set people free from whatever hold they in bondage. And because you determine to do so, the Holy Spirit will lead you. Now, I had a situation this weekend. I had a friend that called. We talked about some things that were happening to her on her job. I'm not going to go in detail or say who it is. But the Holy Spirit told me to tell her that she needed to forgive because she had a lot of really ill feeling and harsh feeling for some people on her job because of mean things that they did to her. But sometimes we have to learn to forgive. I know people can be very cruel. But we got to learn how to forgive and ask. Before we can ask God to do something for us, if we have a certain heart, a situation where we're feeling really terrible about the other person, you think God is going to just go ahead and make things right for us? No. He wants us, if we have said or done something, we have to ask for forgiveness and also ask forgiveness of ask God to forgive that person. I know it's hard, but when you do so, God show up in an amazing way. That you decided to forgive that person and asking God to forgive you for whatever you have done. And we have to trust the Holy Spirit in doing that. I know sometimes it's rough to forgive someone for some of the things they say and what they have done. But when you release those feelings, it's so amazing the relief that you get from that. I mean, it's giving the burden to the Lord and not carrying that weight around anymore. So if we just trust the Holy Spirit in different things that happens in our lives, and especially forgiveness, I mean, that's one of the most important things that we must do in life is to forgive someone. And we can do that. When God said, Jesus said that we need to forgive 77 times 7, that's a lot of times. And if we don't even want to forgive just one time. But work on that, because that is so important. And I also told her, because I didn't want her to think that I'm just talking about forgiveness myself, I told her to Google and find the different stories in the Bible about people who asked God forgave, and they asked God for forgiveness as well. David was one of the ones, also. Many stories in the Bible of things that David did and went through, and also find scriptures that talks about forgiveness. So if you have that situation where you need to let the Holy Spirit come within you, I mean, you got to also, when you do that, when you ask for that, you also have to release some of that stuff. You got to get rid of some stuff, because the Holy Spirit is not going to sit within you, be within you, if you have those feelings in your heart about other people. So just knowing that there are things that you got to give up too. When you receive good, you got to also give up some of that stuff. You can't just think that God is going to accept everything that you do or think, and you can have the Holy Spirit within you. No, you got to clean up some stuff. We all do. So also wanted to continue to read some other things. Instead of continuing shutting your ears to the Holy Spirit voice and doubting the frames of the Spirit in your heart, it is time for you to say, yes, the Lord, I will do what you say. I will go where you send me. I will obey you and do exactly what you want me to do. But I would like to also take this time to say this short prayer. Lord, help me quickly to obey when the Holy Spirit of God prompts me to do something. The last thing I want to do is to throw water on the flames of the Spirit in my heart. Forgive me for suffocating the life of the Holy Spirit in me by refusing to do what He tells me to do. From this point on, I want the choice to quickly be obedient, forgiving, but I need your strength to do this. So today I'm asking you to fill us, anew our spirit and our minds, with brand new courage to step out on faith, to quickly obey and leave the results to you. We must leave the results to the Holy Spirit. Sometimes things doesn't always seem right when we receive these voices, these things that the Holy Spirit is trying to tell us, but just follow, be obedient, and we will see the good results in the Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for letting me see certain things this weekend. Yes, there are things that you had me to say to my girlfriend. There are things, there are stories that you had me to tell her, to bring, to open and let her see, so important that she needs to forgive. I was reading something on I read it on the 29th, but it was for the 30th. And I want to read just the latter part of it. Let me find it real very quickly. And it wasn't just for me, it was for my girlfriend as well. about for forgiveness. I'm just going to read the last part because it talks about love. To live peacefully, you need to forgive people quickly, including yourself. Not just for others. Sometimes we've got to forgive ourselves for our actions. So this is what God is saying to us. To live peacefully, you need to forgive people quickly, including yourself. Make every effort to be close to me. That's what Jesus is saying. Close to me, the God of love and the God of peace. This is the only way for you to have that peace, a peace of joy, love, is to be, to forgive people. And what it says, forgive them quickly. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Do it now. And also ask for forgiveness of yourself. So don't put out the spiritual fire. Quench not the spirit. That is my message for you tonight. I hope that you have listened to the words that the Holy Spirit wants you to be, to walk, be obedient, and to listen, and to hear what the Spirit is saying to you. And when you're not clear, ask Him to make it clear, because He'll do just that. And thank you so much for tuning in tonight and listening to what the Holy Spirit wanted you to hear. Only one announcement, once again. It's the same announcement I've talked about in the last month or so. There are more seats on the bus. We are headed to New Orleans in a few weeks. In 3 weeks, we'll be on the bus, praying that no storm, no rain will stop us on this trip, that we will have a great time. But if you want to get on board, you still can. And anyone else that you know that might want to join us. And that is all I have tonight. I hope that you have a great week. Tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. And invite someone else to listen, too. So be blessed. And if you want to be on the air, you want to talk about something, you have someone else that want to talk about something, let me know. Because it'll help me. Because sometimes I can just sit back and listen, too. But once again, be blessed, and don't put out the Holy Ghost fire. Quench not the spirit. Listen to it, obey it, believe in it. Well, that's all I have. Good night, and be blessed.
Your hand holding me, and how could I live without you? I can't see, Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go? How would I handle things? All that I know is I'm yeah.